Up next, a report from our education desk. Like most states, Illinois is struggling with a severe teacher shortage. And also, like most states, that shortage is felt most profoundly in the area of special education. There is, however, an army of teacher assistants already in the job. Could they help relieve this shortage? Dusty Rhodes explores that question for Illinois Issues.
Decades ago, when these assistants were known as teacher's aides, they did a lot of Xeroxing worksheets and could be hired with a high school diploma. Nowadays, they need 60 hours of college credit or a certain score on a certification test. Most administrators refer to them as paraprofessionals, and their duties are more complex than clearing jams from the copy machine. Terry Kays has been a parapro since 2004. She works for the Kaskaskia Special Education District in Southern Illinois.
A paraprofessional is like a teacher's aide, but we work with children that have special needs and behavior disorders.
Can you give me an example?
A lot of ADHD, oppositional defiance disorders, the explosive disorders. We've seen a lot of that. I am currently working in a high school room with autism.
It sounds like paraprofessionals kind of handle the hardest kids.
Yes, absolutely. Believe me, we've been through some.
Yolanda Harrington works as a parapro in a Champaign elementary school.
I don't think they realize the wear and tear that our job has on us physically and mentally. I mean, there are kids that get aggressive with us. There are kids we have to pick up. There's diapering. There's feeding. There's kids running away from us. We do the whole gamut. I don't think they realize how much we actually really do and how much we really, really care about the kids.
Harrington and Kays and other parapros I talked to say kids are the best part of their job because in many districts, paraprofessionals have another unwritten duty. They're the workers school districts use to balance the budget. Paraprofessionals are paid on average about $14 an hour. Some districts limit those hours to avoid having to provide health insurance. And in some districts, parapros are routinely laid off in June, then rehired when school starts a few months later. After one such layoff in 2012, Kaskaskia Special Ed recalled parapros under a new contract that wiped out seniority and passed pay raises. Kays, who had been making about $26,000 a year, saw her salary cut in half.
All of the extras went out the window. Since 2012, there has been no internet service, been no TV service, none of that in my home.
How old is your car?
My car is a 1996. I just say, keep running, baby.
Bob Chicos, a special ed teacher in Crystal Lake, doesn't see paraprofessionals as expendable staff.
A paraprofessional is basically my eyes, ears, and arms in the classroom. There always has to be teacher present by state law, but a paraprofessional can do a lot of the duties just as a teacher.
Chicos has done extensive research on the teacher shortage, and he suggests that districts could use parapros like a farm team, cultivating the best ones to become teachers. But there's one major problem. Even if they could earn an advanced degree in their spare time, they'd still be required to serve one semester as a student teacher for free.
We're talking about people who didn't get paid a whole lot to begin with, and then expect them to take 4 months off from a job to student teach. Like, that's going to eliminate a lot of people from moving up.
Of course, not all parapros want to be teachers. Unlike teachers, parapros don't have to make lesson plans or take stacks of essays home to grade. But some, like Yolanda Harrington, have given it a shot.
I was actually going to school to be a teacher.
She got to the point of taking the 5-hour Pearson Test of Academic Proficiency, known as TAP, but says she fell a few points below the score required to advance to upper-level education courses.
And so since I had been going part-time for so long, I just got burnt out. So I ended up getting a degree in general studies. A bachelor's.
The State Board of Education has just released a 27-page report meant to address the teacher shortage. It includes several ideas for lowering licensure requirements, even eliminating that TAP test that discouraged Harrington. But none of the recommendations specifically address smoothing the path for paraprofessionals to become teachers. I'm Dusty Rhodes.